Welcome to Daily Shots, your daily dose of the Word of God from the Verbum Dei Catholic Missionary Family.
Oh, if today you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. And oh,
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap, for that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." Good day, brothers and sisters in Christ. I am Raymond Lackey from Pansol, Quezon City, Philippines. Our gospel today is from Luke chapter 21, 24 to 36. The gospel today reminds us of the temporary nature of our lives here on earth. God wants us to live our lives and serve Him in the process. He wants us to do our best with our God-given talents. At the same time, He warns us not to get caught too much in our daily routine. He warns us of our finite stay here, which is not exactly long. We find this message repeatedly in the Bible. In Matthew 25:13, Christ reminds us to be vigilant when He said, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Bishop Robert Barron, in his Word on Fire Bible, mentions Christianity as a religion of fulfillment since the Lord has come as promised. Likewise, it is also a religion of waiting, whereby believers await the second coming of Christ. His arrival has been likened to that of a groom in the parable of the foolish virgin. There are many other passages in the Bible on the same. God also reminds us to be vigilant in other ways. He does this using the death of other people. He constantly knocks on our door as we experience the cycle of life. He does this until that day that it is our turn to go. Reading the Gospel today reminds me of my experience of God's call for my vigilance. Attending funeral masses of friends and relatives who have passed on constantly remind me of my own mortality. Their deaths prompted me to go to confession. God has even used my dental checkups to remind me that I will not be in this life forever. God's prodding has made me think of ways I can prepare myself for my own departure. It has moved me to find what corporal works of mercy I can do in order to make up for my past sins and hopefully lessen my time in purgatory. I can feel God telling me, "Make use of all the opportunities I give you while you are alive." I would like to invite you to look at your own experience of God's call for your vigilance. Go over the times He communicated with you to come back to Him. I encourage you to take advantage of God's call and see your options by which you can remain prepared for the time He comes knocking at your door. Go to confession. Ask your parish priest what things you can do to gain plenary indulgence. Read on corporal works of mercy and how it can help eliminate your time in purgatory. Find time to consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother and study the benefits of doing so. Let us pray to God to use this moment as a call to action for us, to not be drowsy from the drunkenness and anxieties of daily life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.